We are learning Mesechtes Barbasra Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, more to the end of a line, Bayi Rav Yosef. The first word of a line is the Ika. So before we start the Bayi Rav Yosef, we have to make an introduction. The halacha is that when it comes to Zra'im or Yerakos or fruits, anything that's food, that's the order of a Kabbal Tumah, has to get wet first. It has to go through the process of Hechsher, which means it has to have the Zayim Mashkin. There's 7 different Mashkin, like water or wine, different type of Mashkin. It has to get wet from certain Mashkin, and only after it gets wet, then it's Bekabal Tumah. For example, if you pick an apple from a tree, and after it's picked from the tree, it never gets wet, the halacha is that apple is not Bekabal Tumah. And the reason behind it is because that's part of the gemar of a peri, is to get washed. And therefore, it's a halacha in the Torah that there's no hechsher, it doesn't become Tumah until it has hechsher, until it gets wet. Now, it has to get wet. There has to be nichle, it has to get wet beratzin. If it gets wet by mistake, that's not enough to be hechsher. It has to be that I wanted it to get wet. But the halacha is that if I wanted something next to it to get wet, and this got wet as well, that's also called l'ratzon. So for example, if I want to wash my plate, and I pour water on my plate, and it also lands up on the apple, then it will be called hechsher. But the halacha is, it's only if the thing that I wanted to be washed was a davar talosh. But if it was a davar mechubar, so then it would not be considered that I wanted it to get wet. Because the thing I wanted to get wet is mechubar. The thing I wanted to get wet has to be something that's tallish, like a plate. So therefore, let's say the Gemara in Chulin says that if you have a kaisel, you want the kaisel to get wet, you want the wall to get wet in order it to get washed off, and there's peiris on the kaisel as well, the halacha is, the peiris will become hukshul tumah. Why? Because a kaisel is something that's not rab mamish karka. It was something attached to the karka, and therefore such a kaisel, according to the Gemara Chulin, will be called talish enough that the fruits also will become hukshul. But if it's a kaisel ma'ara, a kaisel of a cave, so then since that's mechubah me'ikroy, so that it got wet will not be enough of machshava to machshir the zram. That's one introduction when it comes to hukshul zram. Another introduction is what we learned before on Samachay Mebeis. We had a machlekes there, Rav Eliezer and the Ravana, when it came to selling a house. So it says the door is included, the bolt and the lock, but not the mafteach. When it came to machtesher, some mortar, it depends. If it's something that was dug out of the ground, there was a piece of wood in the ground, and I dug it out while it was attached to the ground, then it's included in the sale. But kavua not. And then it says machas roival, if you sell a vayis, the estroival is included, which is this little frame that's made around the mill. That's what this is. That is included. And then we had Rabbi Eliezer's sheet that says kol mechubal karka kekarka dama, which meant to argue on the machteshes that he holds the machtesha kvua mortar that was first the mortar, then I attached it. That will be considered mechubal karka and including the sale of vayis. So with those two introductions, and that's machlokes Eliezer and Rabbanan. So with those two introductions, we'll see the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yosef. You had this wall around the mill. It was very dirty. And it started raining. And you were very happy to clean the Estrabolim. So the shaila is now, the Zram got wet as well. Maul Zram. Is that enough of a Hechsher for the Zram? What's the shaila? The shaila is Estrabolim called a Dava Talush or a Dava Mechubar? If it's Dava Mechubar, so it won't be Hechsher Zram. If it's a Dava Talush, if it's considered a detached item, not considered a karka, then it will be considered a Hechsher for the Zram. So Gemara says, "Aliva the Rav Eliezer, the Oma kol mechub lekarkare karka lo sebayloch." This Rav Eliezer is referring to Rav Eliezer on Dav Samachayva base that says by machteshes that's attached to the ground. He says kol mechub lekarkare karka dami. So he holds anything that's mechub lekarka, it's considered karka, and of course it's the rebulum is considered like karka. I can tell you maybe there it's because moichabayim yafa moicha, like the Gemara says before. So that in the Rashbam's second tarot says that since we find by daf. A daf that's made of matris, that's made out of metal. The halacha is that daf, as long as it's attached, it's not mekabel tumah. So you see, this is a true thing according to Rav Eliezer. Anything that's mechubar lekarka is considered a karka. So according to Rav Eliezer, it's pashut, it's called mechubar, and it's not called hukshul tumah. It's not a shaila. Shaila is not according to Rav Eliezer. And the shaila is also not according to Rabbanon of daf. The Rabbanon of daf also is not a shaila, because the Rabbanon of daf hold that it's never considered a karka, that is mechubar lekarka. So where is the shaila? The shkisa bayalach, aliba de Rabbanon, the Amri Indika Karka. According to the Rabbanon, the hold by Machteshes, a mortar that's attached to the ground, is not included in the sale of the bayis. So it's not considered Karka, Mai. That's the Shaila. Now, what's the Bir HaShaila? What's the Tuchtadim? So the Rashbam has Arichas here and explains the shailas like this. What's the pshat why a machteshes that I attach to the ground is not included in the sale? Is it because it's considered talush, and because something that was created before then attached is considered talush, and that's why it's not included in the sale, because it's considered talush? I can ask me, so why is the isterabulim then included in the sale? Because we're saying isterabulim also be considered something that's talush and then attached, we consider talush. So it's the Rebulim, why is that considered, why is that included in the sale? That he answers, the Rashbam says, that it would be because that's made more for kvias in the karka, more than machteshes, therefore it's more considered like a bias. And he says, that's included in the sale of bias, like the Rashbam, doesn't mean that it's mechubal karka in halacha, because you see a kaisel, a wall for sure is excluded in the sale, And still, it's not considered, it's still considered talosh, gavi hechsher toma. So obviously, it's not a kasha. So therefore, he says, that maybe they're upon hold that anything that's not naturally attached to the ground, the halacha is, if it's not naturally attached to the ground, it's not considered mechubar, it's considered talush, and therefore both machteshes and serulim would not be included in the sale of the house. The reason why serulim is, for zaitika reason, because it's something that you don't kvias. So then, in such a case, then he'll hold it is called a hechsher. Or maybe he holds really gabi hechsher considered mechubal karka. Why isn't the machteshes hakavua included in the sale? You know why? Because he holds ayin ramaycher. So that's maybe pshat and rabbanim. Is pshat and rabbanim ayin ramaycher, or he holds it's not considered mechubal karka? And the nafgamina of the shaila is because if you're washing the sister bulim, what's the loch of his rum? Is it considered mechubal karka or not? Those are Rabbanon hold that I call him a chubal karka as a karka dami. The only reason why before he argues a machteshes is because he holds ayin ramaycher, or he holds they're not included, they're not considered a chubal karka. And the only reason that isterbulim is included is because it's made more kvias to the bais. And the Gemara ends off with a teiku. Shalcha Rav Nechemya b'rei de Rav Yosef, Rav b'rei de Rav Yehuna, Zuti, l'naradoi. Rav Nechemya, the son of Rav Yosef, sent a shayla to Rav b'rei de Rav Yehuna Zuti in Naradoi. His shayla was like this. Ki asi achissa l'kamach, agba isa nechasi, He said, the halacha was, ki asa achis lekamach, agba on top of samach zayin. Agba isa nichsi afilim mister bule yurachayim. The halacha is that when a person dies, he's chayiv ksuba and mezainis to his wife, and he's also chayiv to marry off his daughter. He's mechayiv to marry off his daughter. Now, the way you work it is, you figure out how much he's worth, and that's how you figure out how much to give for the nedunya of the daughter when you marry off. But if you don't figure it out, then the stam amount is a tenth of his nechasim, 10% of his nechasim. But the Gemara says, you only collect from a karka, not from a tatlim. And that's all it's meshubed. Only the karka not matatlam. And the question is isterbuli considered karka or not? So that's his mechadish that we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds kol ha-mechubal karka karka dami, and therefore you collect even when isterbuli derechayim. And because of this, the Rashbam says, we take a paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that kol ha-mechubal karka karka dami, and we pass like that, because see in this Gemara, that's what he told him. Collect the isin al-chasei, collect the 10% that goes for the nedunya, that goes for the chasana, you do collect from the isterbule, the rechayim. So obviously he holds, we pass it, call him chubal kar, karka dami. Rav Ashi adds on another lachom, Rav Ashi, ki avina be rav kahana, magvina nafil ma'am lo debati. That when it comes to paying the isin al-chasei to the chasana of the daughter, you also collect from the rent of the houses. Now, Tosis is a bother, what's the case? If the family already collected the rent, so that's metaltim. You don't collect the isin chasi from the rent because that's metaltim already. And if you didn't collect the rent yet, so it's possible that the rent that comes in now after you decide to marry off and using for the dunya, it's possible you could use that money for the dunya because even you could sell her property. So of course they could take the rent. So Tais's answer is the case is that you rented it for a year and it's halfway through the year. So halfway through the year, you didn't collect the rent yet. The rent is paid at the end of the year. But it's now, when you're marrying off the daughter, it's already halfway through the year. So maybe the rent that was ready from before, that she doesn't get. Kamash Blon, she even gets that because Schir is not Shtemelam is not Vasoif. So therefore, it's not considered Metaltim, considered Karka, and you could collect for the Chasana from the rent of the father's properties. So that's the bottom line is that you get 10% of the property goes for the daughter's nedunya, the daughter's chasana, and you only collect from karkoi, and it's the buli, it's considered karka, and the rent as well is considered karka.